And said, first thing to go is your city services.
Correct.
And that's what you need the most.
Correct.
Okay, I've depressed you enough, so. That's all I have. Do you have any questions for me?
How much are you gonna contribute?
Now she's signing up for the $6,500 break. She's old enough.
Your husband qualifies, don't he?
Yeah, but it's in my name.
Princess. Sir, motion to close the public hearing.
What'd you say? Wait, I can play the tape back.
He says it's a nice night.
So your hair looks nice. Sir, motion to close the public hearing.
I make that motion.
Sorry. Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carries.
Item number 15, resolution 2026-16. Adopting the... No, Jim, you can go home. Sorry. I can't see you. I'm looking at...
You're sleeping.
Mr. Block, I can't see you around Mr. Block, so... Because you're hiding back there.
I'll sit over there.
Snapping. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. Stand up and jump to it.
Item number 15, resolution 2026-16, reference adopting the City of Bluegrass budget for fiscal year 2026-2027. City of Bluegrass, Iowa, resolution 2026-16, a resolution adopting the City of Bluegrass annual budget for fiscal year beginning July 1, 2026 and ending June 30, 2027. Whereas the Code of Iowa, Chapter 384, Section 16, requires that all cities prepare and adopt an annual budget of expenditures and receipts and for at least the next fiscal year. And whereas the city clerk financial officer prepared a preliminary budget summary that consisted of all city departments and presented to the finance committee at a budget work session on February 11, 2026, at which meeting the committee reviewed the proposed budget expenditures and revenues for fiscal year 2026-2027. And after careful consideration and much discussion, the committee recommended that no changes be made and that the budget be prepared and drafted. And whereas Iowa HF 718 requires cities to hold a public hearing separate from any other meeting with no other business to be discussed on the proposed consolidated general fund tax levy, at which meeting the governing body shall receive oral or written testimony from any resident or property owner therefore. A proposed property tax levy hearing was held April 1st, 2026, at which meeting testimony for and against was received and considered. Therefore, immediately following the hearing, the governing body met in special session and set the adoption of the city budget hearing for April 20th, 2026, ordering the city clerk financial officer to publish such notice in the Quad City Times not less than 10 days and not more than 20 days prior to the public hearing date, and that the notice also be posted on the city's website and social media account. And whereas the city council on April 20th, 2026 held the public hearing on the adoption of the city budget, and after receiving no written or oral objections, and after much discussion and review, adopted the proposed budget and certification of taxes for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2026 and ending June 30th, 2027. Setting the City of Bluegrass property tax levy rate at 11.78666%. And whereas after adoption of the fiscal year 2026-2027 budget, the city clerk financial officer shall certify the necessary tax levy for the City of Bluegrass fiscal year 2026-2027 to the county auditor on or before April 30th, 2026. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Bluegrass, Iowa hereby adopts budget and certification of taxes for fiscal year beginning July 1, 2026 and ending June 30, 2027 and authorizes the city clerk financial officer to certify the certification of city taxes for the city of Bluegrass to the county auditor on or before April 30, 2026. Passed by the city council of the city of Bluegrass, Iowa, the 20th day of April 2026. Approved and signed by the mayor of the city of Bluegrass, Iowa, this 20th day of April 2026. Is there a motion to approve resolution 2026-16?
I'll second.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Block.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Smith.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is licensing and renewals. Number 16, license and renewal for Bluegrass Community Center. We have everything. I have no problem from the police chief. Is there a motion to approve their liquor license renewal?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next is policy and administration. Item number 17, clerk's department report. You have that in front of you. Is there any questions?
So we are waiting on the attorney to get together with these guys to answer some questions for the last 5 months?
Yep.
Yep.
For what?
So he wants to meet with the fire, simmering court.
Now, we need to back up on this. So it was sent to the fire chief. The fire chief reviewed it, sent it back to him. Then he turns around and says that there's questions about it, but he never contacted the fire chief, nor did he contact the city clerk. So when I came in, I had the city clerk get him on the phone and ask him what he needed because we're dragging this out. Then he says, well, I think I need to meet with the mayor / assistant fire chief and the fire chief to get these questions answered. So that's where we're at, and we're waiting for him to send us his questions or
go on. Talking Mr. McCullough?
That would be the one, yes, correct. Because we thought, meaning the fire department thought that we had answered the questions that he wanted answered, but evidently we did not, but there was no correspondence. Am I correct in saying that?
Right.
So when I said to Ann, why is this not moving faster or getting through? Well, then that's what we found out when we got him on the phone. So I told him, get your questions, either email them to us, set a date where we can sit down and visit about it. I don't care. Let's get this going. We want this code book done.
Right.
So right now the ball is in his court and he's supposed to be getting his notes so that he can meet with myself and the fire chief.
How many delinquent?
6 delinquent letters were sent out for a total of $525. They were due on 4-2, all paid with the exception of 2 accounts. Liens are scheduled to be placed 30 days. 6 liens were placed from last month's delinquents. We, so far, have got 9 delinquents since the first of the year. And a whole mess of them from 2025, going from May of 2025 to December of 2025.
And this is for $17 garbage bill.
That would be a true statement.
I thought we would have got more in because usually my big tax statement, like the big money we just got, I think there was only one paid on it.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going to pay interest and penalties.
Right now, as it stands right now, the city is owed $3,647. But the interest just keeps going. And
so the ones that have a lien, if they have an income tax refund, we get our money?
No, not on a lien. No, only if they sell their place.
Only if they sell it.
Oh, well, that shouldn't be that way.
Well, it secures we're going to get the money one way.
So unless they rent.
Otherwise, the other way, they can move out of town, and then if they move out of state, we'll never get it.
Which is...
this is more of a secure way,
which
basically
is the ones we wrote off.
Even if it's rented, there is someone that owns that property. The lien goes against the owner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He may be mad at the renters, he says, pick up.
Yeah.
I had a call from a subject that was buying a piece of property in Bluegrass and found out there was liens on the property and wanted to know if he was able to come and pay the liens so that it didn't hold up the closing of the property.
The buyer was going to pay them?
The buyer was willing to pay them, yes, correct. So at the time of their closing, the buyer was like, I'll just take care of the liens. And the attorneys said, no, you won't. The cost of the liens will come off the cost of or what you paid for the property. So that's how we ended up getting our money out of that one. And as much as I'd like to say, yeah, give us your money, then we'll get the lien off of it, I can't do that. It's not really legal to pay somebody else's lien. So.
And one of the LMIs that we paid tonight, we're going to get a full reimbursement for.
Why?
The individual's no longer living there and sold the residence.
And that just that quick?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That'll be brought up under comments and future agenda.
Items. Okay.
Well, it's under my clerk's report.
Oh, it is.
Which, yeah, I just
paid for it now.
Yes.
Tonight, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grant money.
Yeah.
Since the whole issue with the LMI money usage is it was deemed that he was unable to stay in the residence on his own, so he was then put into a
nursing home
basically. Yeah. And the property was put up for sale and sold.
Well, that's okay. We got our money back.
But we're getting our money back.
Okay, because they sold the property.
We will get every dime of it back.
We'll get our money back. Mm-hmm.
That is the verbiage, or that's the writing that we put into it when we originally did.
That's the third one we've gotten back.
That's the third one we've gotten back, yes. I remembered three, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, my next door neighbor, but she was 2 or 3 years into it, passed away.
Yeah, yeah. And the other one was beginning.
Right. But yeah, we got paid. Yeah. During the sale.
So it's not like we're out our money. We got our money back.
What did they have? They have to be there 5 years after?
Mm-hmm.
It's 20% a year.
Yeah.
To go down.
Okay. Okay. Next item is item number 18, clerk office machine consultants reference managed backup agreement.
I don't know, counsel, if you want these items on the agenda. I kind of question because it's kind of like an office operation. It's something that it's not mandatory, but we have to have them. Other cities like, you put that on your agenda. And I'm like, I know it's good communication. That way you guys approve the contract. But like for office machine consultants on the copiers, when they renew that maintenance agreement, I mean, is that something you want to approve or is that something you feel... I mean, to me, if it's over $3,000 or $4,000, yes, you're going to approve it. I mean, this is $1,180 a year. I have it in the budget. It's a budgeted item.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, to me, it's awareness, I guess. That's
okay. Maybe it is a good thing just for communication, just to put it on there and get it approved. Okay, these are our offsite backups. I get an email once a week saying that the backup was successful or whatever, but it's an offsite backup in case this was to fail. You would know more about it than me, but yeah.
I mean, it's something you have to have.
Okay.
I would like to see all of that someday, so I think I mentioned that.
Oh, into the computers?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't ask questions.
I'd like to see how it's
okay. That's all I have, other than just getting this approved.
Is there a motion to approve the managed backup agreement for office machine consultants?
I'll move.
One second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Block.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is economic development, strategic planning, and goal setting. I'm guessing that's what we did tonight with this road work we're going to do.
So it's kind of, in your notes, you get your tax abatement thing. And that kind of goes with this. Is it fixed now? I mean, I see you were upset. Something didn't happen right.
Oh, yeah. We got it. We got the document. I had the mayor sign it tonight, and I'm getting it to the county as soon as Chad signs it.
Okay.
There was a document. Yep.
And so if we do another one of those now, you know there's one more step to the process you got to do.
It was included. Okay, so we went back to the emails. It was included in all the documents our bonding attorney sent us, but the one email that had this document in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She didn't have my name on it.
Oh, okay.
So
you didn't get it.
So it just goes to show you just like how one little thing can be. But no, they're like, we did give that to you. And I'm like, when? And so she resent it to me. And I showed him. I said, you are my proof. I printed every email they gave me. And she's like, yeah, you're not on a chain. So it's settled and we're taken care of.
Okay.
Yep. So I got upset at them for nothing. They did send it to us.
Okay, comments for future agenda items.
So what we can find out what kind of business is going to be on the south west corner?
Nothing, we have not.
Really?
Will it be a business or will it be out?
They'll have to. If they want to build something, they'll bring a site plan to us.
They're going to have to bring a site plan to us. All we know is it
could be houses, right?
Nope.
No.
That's a commercial. It's commercial. Well, it's actually commercial industrial, isn't it?
Commercial.
Commercial only?
Yeah,
okay.
The front part of it.
Yeah, commercial. Oh, that's right. Facing his front. Nothing? Is there a motion for adjournment?
Make that motion.
Second.
Roll call. Is it Brandenburg? Brandenburg moved it.
Okay. Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.